Mohamed Juma Mohamed was surprised by Syracuse when he arrived there on October 13th, 2004.
I've never seen in my life such city like this. I've never seen in my life. So when I came here, it was raining and cool. When I came here, I started getting a lot of food all the time. So I don't worry about that. I'm very happy to come in the United States here.
It was the end of a long journey. Mohammed, his five siblings, and their parents spent 12 years in the Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps in Kenya. They're originally from northern Somalia, but they fled to Kenya in 1992 after war broke out.
In our country, tonight, you can't sleep. A lot of gangsters, thieves, they came to our door, they lock it. If you say, I will not open, they shoot the door, then they come in. They take what you have in the house, what you're going to eat tomorrow or next tomorrow, what you're going to eat. They take all the sheets. Then you don't have anything else to do.
Even though life was better in the Kenyan refugee camps, it was still far from ideal. Mohammed, now 21, and his brother Saladi, 23, went to school in the camps and learned English. But the family ate just once a day. There were few jobs and few doctors.
To get water also sometimes is really hard. Drink water. You can't take water all the time. The water also sometimes is dirty. It's not good like here. It's really hard there. Like a small child like that, when she can't really survive there. Yeah, because all the time she wants to take food, but there is not food all the time.
These days, the directors of the three local resettlement agencies, Catholic Charities, the Interreligious Council, and the Mohawk Valley Resource Center for Refugees, say they see more and more families like the Mohammeds. Their new clients are primarily Somali Bantu, Sudanese, and Burmese. Refugee resettlement nationwide dropped by almost half after September 11, 2001, but it has risen again over the last 3 years. Almost 74,000 refugees came to the U.S. in fiscal year 2004. 1,200 of them came to central New York. Tom Hart is acting state refugee coordinator at the Bureau of Refugee and Immigrant Affairs in Albany.
The national resettlement agencies that have agreements with the federal government that bring people into the United States are always looking for communities that have something to offer the new arrivals. Good housing at a low cost, available jobs, communities that are welcoming.
Hart estimates that as of 2000, almost 64,000 foreign-born people live in central New York. That's up from 53,000 in 1990. Some people may think any immigrant is a refugee, but that's not true, says Hope Wallace. She's director of the Interreligious Council of Central New York's Refugee Resettlement Program.
We are only talking about people who fit the legal definition of refugee, people who have been seriously persecuted or face the threat of serious persecution if they return to their home country for only one of five reasons: their religion, their ethnicity, their national origin, their political opinions, or if they have membership in a particular social group that has been declared a persecuted group.
Catholic Charities employees guided the Mohammed family through their first 6 months in the U.S., as they do with all their clients. Kip Hargrave, coordinator of refugee services at Catholic Charities, describes the organization's duties this way.
We'll meet the family at the airport. We've already set up an apartment for them, rented it, and put furniture in it, bought them some food, and then begin almost immediately the process of orientation to the United States. When they first come to the apartment, show them how to turn on the stove, what food goes in the refrigerator and what doesn't, how to clean their floors, what their relationship with their landlord is. And then it just kind of keeps going.
Hi, Waktia. How are you?
Catholic Charities and the other resettlement agencies also provide English classes to the refugees. One new class for Somali women is held twice a week at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Syracuse. Janelle Battaglia, a member of the Jesuit Volunteer Corps, drives a van to pick up the 13 women in the class and their children. Battaglia says her work at Catholic Charities driving the van and leading after-school programs for children and teens has been an eye-opening experience.
I've seen a side of life, you know, that I've never seen, and been exposed to so many different cultures and customs and languages, and it's just been so amazing to really learn about so many different people.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I am fine.
What is your name?
My name is Zainab.
The women in the class enjoy getting out of the house and socializing. They're dressed in bright colors and sandals, despite the cold weather. They laugh often, and gradually they learn English. Catholic Charities, like the other resettlement agencies, also provides assistance finding employment. Adult refugees are expected to find work in the U.S. within 6 months of their arrival. Mohammed Mohammed and his brother Saladi both started work at Advanced DC Motors in Syracuse in November.
I build different kind of motors. That job, it was my first time, but it was really hard. But now it's very easy for me. I can do speed even my job. I like it.
Saladi speaks often about the benefits of life in the U.S.
America is like my country now. Yeah, it's like my country because I'm safe. There's no bad who can just do bad things to me. Somebody, if you do bad thing to me, the security is there, 911.
More than anything else, the brothers want to see their sister, Changwa, and her family leave the Kakuma camp in Kenya and join them in Syracuse. That, they say, will make their parents smile again. For the WRVO stations, I'm Sky Rode.